Did the Medicine Campers come before or after Two Lovers? Did they happen at the same time? Because there's obviously a direct link, it seems to me, between...
Like, I did the Medicine Cabinets and then jumped back to them for the installation, so it was a step on. It was after the installation was after the formaldehyde pieces. Harvest of the installation was after the
single Medicine Cabinets.
I did the spot painting, the Medicine Cabinets, then the formaldehyde pieces, and then after that I did Pharmacies, the installation.
So drugs was the link between the whole...
Drugs, but also, it's like, I always got a kick and still get a kick out of the fact that there's no medicine involved in Pharmacy, the installation, and the fact that how much show is involved in the pharmacist and in the pharmacy and in the drugs companies and the medical things. It's like, you don't actually need, you know, people's belief is not in the drugs themselves, because in my installations the drugs themselves are not there, and it still has the same, it still creates that same.
But certain people said to you that the piece would only work if the drugs were in the package, in the bottles inside.
Yeah, but I think they're wrong. I think they're wrong, because there's very few bottles in a pharmacist's office that you can't see what's in there. I mean, you have to look at something like thalidomide to see how it can go wrong. You know, no matter how many, I mean, testing things on animals. I mean,
do you think it made it seem more shallow? The fact it was only packaging. I mean, it could be said, like, because it was only packaging and nothing behind the packaging.
No,
in other words, no real drugs inside the bottles and the boxes.
No, because I think I was showing how simple.
Nancy Doffe said to you, like, very early on.
I mean, that Nicholas Lobster.
Or whoever it was, I'd buy the piece if it had the drugs in it. And you said, well, it's not going to happen.
It's
not going to have the drugs in it.
No, but my, as an artist, interest is in the packaging, because obviously I'm not a pharmacist. But then to find that it's a very simple way to look at how this confidence works with medicine companies.